This is a bit more technically precise diagram of the Ellipse 2 data flow as compared to the one we discussed earlier. For a very common and relatively easy example, consider a service observation from the Los Angeles airport. The Rombitar report arrives from the AWIPS satellite broadcast network. The local data manager software writes the Rombitar to a file and sends a message containing the WMO header and the file location to the distribution service. In the example shown here, the WMO header is SAUS46KOLOX102355, and the file path is /datastore/mitar/20110410-23SAUS46, and so on. Note that this is the location the LDM wrote the file. Because this path is sent to the EDX decoders, AWIPS2 doesn't much care about this location, but other downstream processes like the archiver and the weather event simulator do. Radar data from a local RPG arrives through the radar server, which communicates to the distribution service. LDAD also sends messages to the distribution service. The distribution service maintains a table of WMO headers that various decoders can receive as input. So it forwards the path of the raw data file to the appropriate data decoder, could be more than one, which reads the file and decodes it. Each decoder is part of a modular plugin that's written according to specific rules. In the case of a METAR, two decoders operate simultaneously, which are the OBS decoder and the text decoder. The decoder determines an appropriate set of metadata, which is a record of information about each piece of data, including a unique identifier called a data URI. It then forwards the data and the metadata record, including the data URI, to the persist endpoint. The persist service writes data records to HDF files. How it writes the files, in other words, the data structure, is governed by each plugin, which is in the common part of the plugin. In the case of the METAR data, note that no location info or station ID is in the HDF5 data. Each HDF data record number is linked to the location info by the index field of the metadata records. The persist service also forwards the metadata to the index endpoint. The index service writes the metadata record to the metadata database, which essentially contains an inventory of all available data, and it's critically important that the database and the HDF data repository stay in sync. Once the index service has written the metadata record, it sends the data URI, remember that's the unique ID for the record, on to the next endpoint. When you use CAVE to display some data, it first queries the database to find out if your data actually exists. If so, it reads the HDF data and makes some type of plot. Each menu item in CAVE is mapped to a data URI, so when data successfully plots, CAVE maintains a list of data URIs it needs to update. So when EDX's index service has written the metadata and sends the data URI downstream, CAVE listens to this broadcast of data URIs. The aggregator divides the broadcast of data URIs into 15-second chunks. When CAVE finds a data URI match, then it updates its display. The subscription service in EDX also listens to the broadcast of data URIs to determine if some downstream processing script needs to run on a piece of data that was just ingested by EDX. Knowing this basic processing chain will help you to diagnose problems and to better understand the log files and error messages produced by CAVE and EDX.